Morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's been a long week.
And I'm also well aware that today is Friday.
I can mean only one thing.
I'm going to make this day very memorable for you guys, all right? We're going to have some fun.
It's almost time.
It's almost showtime.
Sounds like a party.
It's time to party.
We are going to kick off this weekend
in 3, 2, 1.
Woohoo!
Launch.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Today's show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And Tony, you're absolutely right. A lot of those CEOs that resigned, they fled to New Zealand. Why? Well, let me tell you, they feel safe there. That's not always the case, though. Just feeling safe. All right. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Do you believe there will be a major false flag event next week to distract from real election results? That's today's question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, should the federal government stop all funding to the CDC after they ignored a Supreme Court's ruling on evictions? I tell you, they're trying to kill off the middle class. Those small landlords, you know, can't pay their bills. Who swoops in and buys it all up? BlackRock. You will own nothing and you will be happy. That's what they say. 95% of those participating said yes, they need to be unfunded all the way if you're not going to listen to our Supreme Court. It is the Monica J Show, and something that I've been, well, actually, Kelly from California has been calling in and saying, Monica, you've got to get a grand jury going. You've got to get a grand jury. You've got to get a grand jury. We've heard that for 2 years. Well, it is not a grand jury, but to explain to us what it is, we have some very special guests joining us today. It is a de jure grand jury. So joining me right now, we've got Aaron and Andrew, I forgot the name fully. I'm sorry. I didn't have it here in front of me. But let's talk grand juries. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's great to be here, Monica. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you, Monica. Great to be here.
So explain what a de jure grand jury is and what you're seeking to do.
The de jure grand jury is a jury that is made up of the people and by the people, and it overrides the de facto grand jury that is set up by the Kabbalist fraud fiction courts. It's so, guaranteed to us in the Constitution to be able to do so in the 14th Amendment.
So what is the difference between just a grand jury? Who puts that together?
Well, the grand jury is the de facto grand jury is put together by the state. They'll pick people that they call your peers, but actually have nothing to do with your life or know anything about you personally. So they'll just bring in who they want to override your liberties and your rights, your God-given rights.
Now, we've seen stories of corruption in our judicial system here in the state of Nevada, and I've actually been working on a case that there is the possibility that a judge has been paid off. What is the de jure grand jury meant to do, and how does it get cases?
Well, the de jure grand jury is made up of people who have grievances and damages from these fraud fiction courts. And we are exercising our right to redress our grievances with our government. And this is how we do it. We come together as a group. We have at least 25 in a state, but you need at least 2 alternates. So for a total of 27. We need at least 31. We would like at least 31 in this state to ensure that we can all show up to court dates that need to be tried by the people and not by a de facto actor in black robes.
And Monica, so, this is Aaron speaking here. If people really want some good info, there's a national-assembly.net is a good website. It'll give you the 10 steps to form your grand jury. In the state, like Justin was saying, you need, you know, roughly around 30 members to settle your state. Michigan has done it too, so people can look, you know, and kind of see what Michigan's done. And there are other states doing it. We actually have 39 states backing us right now. It's pretty much the only thing the military recognizes is the National Assembly, and they kind of just been waiting for the people to form.
That's right. It's the supreme law of the land.
See, and that was going to be my next question, is what is the Nevada du jour assembly?
Mm-hmm. The assembly is just the basically, it seems, you know, I've never done this before. This is my first time doing this, the assembly comes together, and then from there we can pick our jury members.
And we form the jury. Mm-hmm. Yes, the assembly comes together, and then we form the jury.
Yeah, but see, Justin and Aaron, unless somebody takes that step to do it like you are doing, you know, I don't care if you've done this before or not, you're doing it. And that's what we need more people to step up and figure these things out, because the people who don't want things like this, they're not going to put the information out there.
Of course not. No, they keep us in the dark. They want us all to be completely ignorant to our natural God-given rights in the Constitution. This is why they don't teach it in schools. And they've ceased teaching this in schools, and they've replaced it with their communist de facto adverb, verb, fiction, babble, language. That's another thing they do. They trick us with the language. You know, we end up saying words that have completely different meanings altogether that actually wind up enslaving us to their system.
Well, and we all know about legalese. I mean, you look at bills in the legislature, and you look at things that are written, you know, in the form of law, and the average citizen cannot understand any of it. How do you have laws for we the people if we don't know what they are saying?
Correct. That is precisely the problem that we are all experiencing.
Now, does this go back to the original 13th Amendment that a lot of people don't know about, that there were supposed to be no titles of nobility, or, you know, basically lawyers. Lawyers were not supposed to be involved in politics.
Right, exactly. We were supposed to be under common law of the land. And what happened is on the creation of this country, they entered us into a condition of bankruptcy upon our creation. It was Benjamin Franklin, who was a triple spy for France and England. He was loyal to France, but they borrowed $3 million from France, who borrowed it from the Rothschild Bank to create the United States of America, putting us into that condition of bankruptcy. And that bankruptcy had three conditions. Jackson renewed the charter. First Lincoln, then Jackson, and then Kennedy, actually. And so when Kennedy renewed that charter for that bankruptcy, that charter ended in 1999. And that's when the Corporation of the United States ceased to exist. But these fraud actors have been perpetuating the fraud of their court, their fraud fiction courts, on us since that time. And when actuality, they consider themselves foreign dry dock vessels. They operate under the Crown Admiralty Maritime Law of the Sea. And so when we're born from the water of our mother's womb, and we're docked onto the land by a doctor, where they take our handprints and our feet prints, and they put us on paper with a nom de guerre name, which is a name all in capitals, which represents us as dead people. And then they consider us lost cargo at sea, and with your birth certificate. And so they illegally enter you into contract. When you're born, you're not 18, you're born, you're a baby. and they enter you into this contract that puts you in a position of not having any rights at all, because dead people cannot have property or have rights. So that's where they catch us. That's where they snare us into their system.
And if people want to understand more about this, but understand how they're actually violating these contracts, again, I push people to watch noncompliantmovie.com. Go to noncompliantmovie.com. And there's a contractual lawyer who tears this all apart and really points out the fact that we are free people. But they trick us, as you were saying earlier, they trick us with not understanding all of this. So, gentlemen, please hang on. I got to take a quick break, but I want people to be involved with this de jure grand jury. So I want to talk about how they get involved. But right now, though, we're going to open up the phone lines at 884-9910. How about a $25 Mangiatutto gift card? It's a free-for-all Friday. We're blowing out the prize closet, so literally a prize every 30 minutes. So get on those phone lines. Caller number, we'll make it easy on Dan this time. Caller number 2 at 884-9910. Right now, though, on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
I love the texts I get. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk from Angel Scheidel. Learn to read before you try running for office. Oh, that's hysterical. It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Angel, why don't you learn how to be a human being? Let's check in. Big congratulations going to Ron from Reno. Picked himself up a $25 Mangiatutto gift certificate. Ron, if you've never been there before, you are going to love it. The food is absolutely delicious. All right, let's get back to our conversation about de jure grand jury. Joining us right now is, and I just had it, but I, you know, this angel thing clicked on and I got distracted. So joining me right now is Justin Andrew Hall and Aaron. Aaron, thank you so much for getting Justin in contact with me.
Yeah, no problem. Aaron Savage is my name.
Yeah.
And you are a savage, let me tell you.
Yes.
How do we sign up or participate in this? Now, I really don't know anything about the de jure grand jury. So are you looking for just average citizens to sit on the jury to help make the deciding factors?
Yes, we're looking for any person who is not holding an office, who is not a law enforcement officer, anyone who is not a part of the cabal system right now, if you are with grievances and you are with the damages that have been caused by this fraud fiction, then we are welcoming you to come and to air your grievances, and we will redress your grievances with the fraud fiction courts.
So really, you want nobody that is involved in the justice system. It is really, truly just we the people.
Yes. Yeah, because anybody who's involved in the justice system right now is either unknowingly or knowingly defrauding the people of their rights and liberties.
Well, so, we see a lot of that outside of the justice system as well. I mean, look at all the people who are being fined by OSHA and their rights being intimidated. So, but we're going to see those fines go to court as well. And so many, what people don't hear or what they don't understand, because a lot of businesses are afraid to take it upon themselves and, you know, not comply with these mask mandates or anything like that. They're afraid of being fined. But those fines, when you have a good lawyer, are being thrown out because they're unconstitutional.
That is correct.
Correct.
And the de jure grand jury will not let this this aggression stand.
So how do people get signed up?
So, Monica, if people want to get signed up, they can go to NevadaDeJureGrandJury@gmail.com. That's our email. Leave an email. They can send us a letter to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 151856, and that's Ely, Nevada, 89301. Those are what we have set up right now. We're in the process of setting up a website. I believe it's nevadadejuregrandjury.us.
Yes.
And you can check that out too. And those are the outlets that we have right now. Also, there's the app called Telegram. If you download the app Telegram, create an account and look up Nevada de Jure Grand Jury and Nevada de Jure Assembly, you will find us and you will be able to listen into the meeting, talk to whoever you need to talk to, ask questions, air your grievances, and join the crew.
Yes, join that. Join the. We are in a war for our freedom and for this country.
And I'm glad you got with Telegram, because that's actually one of the services that I use. There's so many popped up after our freedom of speech was being taken away from us and the censorship that we saw on Twitter and Facebook. So Telegram, for anybody who wants to download it and participate, Telegram is a very good one. I'm going to have you give that web address one more time. And are you afraid of censorship? I mean, creating, we've seen people taken off of, you know, the web as well.
We've already been arrested, Monica. They arrested me for standing up to the school board for my daughter. She gets the bumps and everything on her face. They just passed me around. I'm a single parent. I had to pull my daughter in and out of school. No one was helping me. I finally found a doctor to give me a mask exemption. I went and confronted the principal, who has now retired after this year. He didn't like anything I had to say. You know, I may have used a couple choice words, but I'm defending my daughter, and I will always defend my daughter. And they didn't like that. So what they did was create a trespassing order against me. So I was not allowed on school grounds. I was not allowed to go pick up my daughter. I had to wait 1,000 yards down the street to pick up my daughter in what I called it the bad parent zone.
I got to ask, Justin, what school was that?
This is Gardnerville Elementary School. It's just sad because, you know, I've taught a parenting class here locally the past 3 years through social services. I've started a PTSD group locally. I used to work for Suicide Prevention Network.
He's a lifesaver.
You know, I've done a lot in the community. And as soon as I push back, they all turn their back on me.
Right. Yeah, we were there to back them last year after Sheriff Coverly had run his mouth and incited riots in Minden and Gardnerville, Nevada, when he challenged Antifa and BLM to come to our town, basically, and they did. And you know, we were there to back up the sheriff, and we were there to back up to make sure, you know, the people of Minden and Gardnerville to keep this town safe. And you know, they didn't have a problem with us. To do that. And since then, we've received death threats from BLM and Antifa. And so this is why, you know, we felt it was necessary for us to remain Second Amendment compliant, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've infringed upon our rights. They arrested us at gunpoint. The Sheriff's Department did here in Douglas County. Unwarranted. And it was all because we called out one of their own who is in public, happened to be in the same store as us.
Not in uniform.
All I did was commented publicly. We were in a Smith's grocery store, and I commented how this couple wasn't wearing a mask. And I was like saying, hey, that's pretty cool. They're not wearing a mask. See, not everybody's stupid, you know? And and then Aaron recognized the two people. One of them was the lady who was the secretary at the school where his daughter goes to school. And, they got all upset because we were calling them out for being hypocrites because they force masks on kids, but they won't wear them in public.
Yeah.
And so they.
That's where they continue to drive this division. They want all of us at each other's throats when we know that against the greater powers that be here, we have to work together. So, Justin, Aaron, thank you so much for doing this. Again, one more time, give where people can sign up and be a part of this.
That's the Nevada de Jure Grand Jury at gmail.com. And if you want to know about your claim of the life, you can go to fortheclaimofthelife.com and lastflagstanding.com, warcastles.com. You can learn all about gaining your sovereignty, as I have in Aaron.
So many people are. I've talked to so many listeners and just people at events that they really are uncovering the truth of the fact that they've been sold off through history. So, Justin, Aaron, thank you so much for bringing this very valuable information to the people of Northern Nevada. And take care of yourselves. Make sure you've got your back covered. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it. God bless. All right.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And I do want to share with you, we've got one more prize to give away. That's right, this half hour, a family four-pack of Port of Subs Medium Classic Subs Combo. So we're going to feed the fam. So just stick around for your chance to win that. Right now, though, if you want to head on over to 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com, the poll question today is, do you believe there will be a major false flag event? And most people that listen to this show know what a false flag is. It's, you know, something that was planned, but they make it seem like it's a surprise to draw your attention away from what's going on. So, do you believe there will be a major false flag event next week to distract from real election results? Of course, Mike Lindell has his symposium, the 10th, 11th, and 12th, that is going to be basically exposing everything that's going on. Yeah, that's going to be very, very interesting information. We've already got information coming out about the passwords. A whistleblower released the password to the Maricopa County Dominion system. It's very interesting what these computers can actually do. So yesterday's poll question, should the federal government stop all funding to the CDC after they ignored a Supreme Court ruling on evictions? 95% of those up in the triple digits numbers of people participating said yes. They're tired of this. Absolutely tired. And people are fighting back. They're standing up and they're saying no more. No more masks, no more of this BS to keep us silenced. They're taking it out on the kids. Masks don't work for kids. These vaccines, let me bring you a little something that I found yesterday on the vaccines. First off, Wendy Rogers from Arizona, absolutely love her, tweeted this out, by forcing our military to vaccinate, the Franken jab, hashtag Sleepy Joe, is doing to them what they are fighting to defend against. Tyranny around the world. And that joke of a Secretary of Defense is nothing more than a woke communist. He needs to go. Another tweet sent out by Wendy Rogers, the corporate communist globalist satanic Uniparty is the faction our founders warned us about. Yeah, they are. Our founding fathers knew. They dealt with this. They knew it was going to come around again. So for all of those people in the media who don't do their research, they just go with what the health department says or anything like that, little something out of globalresearch.ca for you this morning that was actually put out back in April. So this has been circulating for a while. And the reason that I bring this back up for you is that the Pfizer vaccine may put people at higher risk for COVID variants. Where is this coming from? Probably the country that has the smartest researchers in the world when it comes to medical issues. And they are very well funded. Israel. Israeli researchers found people who received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine were 8 times more likely to be infected with the South African variant, and people who received one dose of the vaccine were more likely to get the UK variant. A new study by Israel researchers found that a South African variant of COVID may put people who have been vaccinated with the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine at higher risk of breakthrough infection compared to unvaccinated people. But wait a minute. I thought all we've been told is that vaccines work. No, they don't. At least not this one. Not with the spike proteins, not with the graphene oxide in them. No. And why, you've really got to ask yourself why you would get a shot for something and why you would support forcing others to get a shot for something that has a 99.6% survivability rate. I mean, seriously, ask yourself. Where were the mandatory vaccines or shots or masks for tuberculosis, which has a lot more deaths than COVID? And where are all the deaths from flu? Where are all the deaths from tuberculosis? Not being registered because they need those false numbers for COVID. Yes, there is a virus that was man-made in a biological weapons factory, lab, whatever you want to call it, that was funded in part by this country. Because people talk about how Dr. Fauci and NIH fund it. Well, who do you think funds them? Follow the money. Today, right now, only a few more minutes left, there is an Unmask Our Children rally at our state capitol. For all those people who are waiting for me to get the information back to them about the doctors that will actually write letters to get your kids the medical exemption they need to not wear a mask in school. Hang on, I'm getting it. I just don't want him to be surprised when all these phone calls start coming in. And your doctor should, if your doctor is not writing these letters for you, if your doctor is pushing this shot, then maybe it's time you find another doctor. Because in all reality, the censorship out there of Dr. McCullough, Dr. McCullough, all these doctors who have been in practice for decades, for generations that they've helped people, that are now being silenced. Dr. McCullough, great website, by the way, for all kinds of medical information, Mercola.com. That's M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com. Because of the censorship, he is now deleting content after 48 hours. Because he's getting death threats. They're coming after him with censorship. This information is out there. You just have to take a minute to try to find it. Speaking of information out there, she goes on the deep dives as well, not only for, you know, things that protect your God-given immunity system. Yeah, your body was built to take on these viruses. Your body was not built to use these vaccines to the best of their ability. use nature. Let's check in with Kitchy this morning. Kitchy wants to talk, actually, though, about the grand jury. Kitchy, thank you for being on the program. What's your thoughts?
Well, the de jure grand jury, de jure means of the day, or it means precedent. And so in 1218, during the Magna Carta, which is where the de jure grand jury came from, it was a jury of your peers. Well, over time, the peers became bank robbers, gunslingers, and other nefarious people with a jury of his peers on that grand jury and getting off. So they decided to take away the de jure part and just make it the grand jury. Now, I'm in common law every day of my life, and I have declared my status because they do trick you with the language in the statute. But if you go look up the definition of person, a person is something that was created by the state. It's not a natural man or woman. And I am not a person. And I go to my county commission meetings and I declare my status, or any other meetings, school board, whatever. I declare my status as a non-person, non-resident, unenfranchised, natural woman. Now, I've been doing that for about 20 years, and I've never been challenged by anybody. So I decided to use my car, my truck, and travel. No license plate, no driver license. And I'm doing that right now. And I use their own rules and laws against them to prove I'm not required to have a license and you're prohibited from giving me one. Now, I did this. I started in December with my license plate. And I sent letters to all the major people, declared my status, said, here's what I'm doing, gave them all the statutes that apply. I also gave them a fee schedule if they pull me over. You know, like they have a fee schedule if they pull you over.
Mm-hmm.
Because the purpose of license plates and a driver license is that you are in the occupation of driving and that your vehicle is used for gainful purposes. Well, in the Uniform Commercial Code, Section 9-102, Part 73, it says that if you're not in commerce and you're using your vehicle for your daily life, not making any money on the highways, that that's consumer goods. It is not a motor vehicle. And I use this because they can't arrest me. They can't tow my vehicle. They can't give me a parking ticket. All kinds of things they can't do because I am not in commerce.
Kitchy, does it go back to people are uneducated about all of these laws and they're intimidated to take it on?
Yes. And the thing you got to remember is definitions. Okay, so under person, they give you a natural person. A lot of people assume and presume that means human being. It doesn't. It means the owner of a one-person company. Also under person is individual. Now, remember, these are all things the state created. So an individual is somebody who comes here from another country and wants to live here legally and permanently. That's what an individual is. I'm not an individual, and I'm not a natural person, and I'm not a person, because those are all legal fictions. But when you put your when you read the laws and apply your common law to it, it doesn't apply to you unless you have actually injured someone or something and they are owed damages for their injury. That's
Kitchy, I got to cut you off there. I wish you, you know, I wish we would have started this conversation earlier, but I was in the middle of something. So I'm going to have
I know, I get it.
Yeah, I would love to talk to you again, you know, Monday or Tuesday, so we can explain this to people, how this really works, because I think more and more are getting in, interested in it, and they're filing for their own sovereignty. So, Kitchy, thank you so much for joining me, and you have a blessed weekend. I hope I see you out and about. Right now, though, let's caller number 4-884-9910. You get a family four-pack of Port of Subs, medium classic combos.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Karen in Minden, congratulations. Boy, we've had winners from State Line, from Minden, from Reno, from, I mean, it's just been a great day today from Carson City. Thank you so much for listening to the program. Just want to leave you with this little thought. Over 40,000 U.S. doctors now say that the information about COVID-19 that Americans were given by the CDC and WHO was at the very least greatly exaggerated, and in many cases, absolutely false. They also say that the great majority of deaths attributed to the virus were actually caused by influenza, pneumonia, and other respiratory illnesses. So this was a tweet that was sent out by Ezra Levant. If I'm understanding this right, the reason we had no flu cases this past year is because the PCR test used by governments across the world couldn't tell the difference between COVID-19 and the flu. So they call it all COVID. Am I reading that right? Yes, you are, Ezra. Not only can they not tell COVID from the flu, they can't tell COVID from a Delta variant, from a Lambda variant. They haven't even isolated what makes this the virus. So everything that you're going through, these mask mandates for all the businesses out there who refuse to comply, God bless you. For those who just don't want to rock the boat, who just comply, not only are you doing your business a disservice, but you're doing American freedom and your customers a disservice as well. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. No problem. You want to get a shot? Get a shot. If you think it's going to protect you, even though it's been proven that it actually doesn't, even your own Biden regime, Fauci himself, yeah, it's not going to protect you from getting COVID, but it'll make it be less. Well, you know what? If I want COVID to be less severe, then I'll go get some Regeneron, or I'll go get some hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, proven safe drugs. Not a shot that is not proven and is killing people. This isn't a fight between good or bad. This is literally a fight between good and evil. At some point, you need to ask yourself, which side are you going to be on? Because it's only going to get bigger. It's the Monica Jay Show, where you know you can come and you can hear the things that the mainstream media is not supposed to be telling you. Even local media people, oh, I haven't heard anybody dying from the shot. Really? I hope you have an amazing weekend. Come on back on Monday. I'll have all kinds of new things for you to ponder and think about as they continue to try and remove your freedoms. God bless you. You know I love you. Have a great weekend. It's the Monica Jay Show.